Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best. Hi, everybody. Lori Peters, host of the Happiness Hangout, a place and space to feel your best. Really glad you could join us tonight. We have a very exciting show. I hope you saw through my social media that we're going to be talking about gratitude, one of the greatest ways to boost your happiness level. And we have, of course, an expert guest on, as we often do. Her name's Lisa Ryan, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lisa. Lisa's an acclaimed author and speaker. She delivers life and career-changing strategies and inspiration to her national and international audiences. She's the best-selling author of 8 books and featured expert in 2 films, The Keeper of the Keys with Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup of the Soul fame, and The Gratitude Experiment with other experts from the celebrated book and movie, The Secret. Focusing on workplace culture and personal development, Lisa's down-to-earth approach and willingness to share best practices have proven to be a winning formula. Her audiences appreciate not only do they learn that they learn strategies to keep their top talent and best customers from becoming someone else's, they also receive ideas that impact their personal growth and relationships as well. Lisa Ryan, welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori. I am very grateful to be here.
Yes, we have been talking about gratitude all through the week on social media, and gratitude is something that comes up a lot, obviously, in my own presentations, and you and I have had previous discussions about gratitude and happiness and how they intermesh so well together, and you know, I'll let our audience know, Lisa and I have known each other for a very, very long time, back in a day when we were pursuing other business endeavors. We became friends, and many years later did I realize she was in the gratitude speaking and authoring business and more, and I was moving into the happiness business. So Lisa, again, just not to be cheesy, but very grateful that we ended up connecting again.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's funny how life takes those twists and turns, doesn't it?
It sure does. Sure does. So what I want to do is let our audience know a little bit about your company is called Gratigy. And tell us just a little bit more about you and your company and what you do.
Well, it started actually, now keep in mind, I've been wanting to speak, be a speaker. It was on my goal list starting more than 20 years ago, 1989. But I never knew what it was I was supposed to talk about. I was in sales, but really didn't want to go into sales training or speaking. And I had done some network marketing, but still not really, not my passion. And I was coming back from a Tony Robbins 4-day event, so obviously we were jacked up at the end of that. And we were coming home, and the four of us decided to open up a Facebook thread, and we shared some of the things that we learned at the seminar. But more important, one of my friends said, hey, why don't we write down 3 things that we're grateful for? All right, okay, cool. We held each other accountable, did it every day. And the tremendous change that that single practice had on my life is that moment began everything, because I noticed all of these things in my life that were changing. You know, I had customers that I hadn't talked to for months that were calling me, and I noticed the changes in my husband as he was becoming more verbally appreciative. All of these things were changing, and the only thing that really I had changed was that practice of gratitude. So as I started to study and literally read hundreds, if not thousands, of white papers and books and reports and everything on gratitude, I realized that there were certain gratitude strategies, hence the word gratitude, that made gratitude more than just this feel-good, you know, kind of ethereal, spiritual emotion that we normally associate with gratitude, that there was so much science behind it, as well as so many strategies that we could consciously implement to see tremendous change in our life for the positive.
Well, absolutely. And I can understand why it would become a passion, because when you actually see the changes happening right before your very eyes in personal life, work life, of course, you know, it would energize you, but the fact that it energized you to the point of you wanted that to become your life's work, I mean, that's really powerful, because a lot of us choose careers not based on things of that nature, especially not based on our passions. We might have been told to do it for other reasons, like money, like there's job openings, like whatever that might be. So I can see how that, and I think our listeners would agree, how that would really be a big force, you know, of change to move you in that direction. So that's really exciting. And it shows with all of that you've done, you know, how much you love it. So thanks for sharing that story. I didn't even know about the strategies and gratitude part. So that's really cool. And that's a really cool name that you came up with. So, you know, I do want to kind of prep our audience for this. You know, I've been sending out through social media and talking to people about tonight, you know, we're hoping to have some callers to call in about people, things, places, whatever they're grateful for in their lives. And I put out, Lisa, your 5 thank yous a day. Say thank you verbally, write down 5 things you're grateful for, send a thank you note, write a letter, meditate on gratitude. But really tonight, you know, we're hoping for callers that will call in, you know, to talk about anything for which they're grateful. And I just want to kind of prep people to start thinking if they haven't already. And let's, you know, get some, you know, power of gratitude going, you know, out to all the listeners, because we know that energy, you know, helps each other to do that. So I just want to kind of let people know to start thinking about it. Write down the number 888-627-6008. Again, the call-in number to tell us who you're grateful for, what you're grateful for, is 888-627-6008. So Lisa, let's talk about, I mentioned gratitude and happiness and how they really do go together very well, because I talk about gratitude being one of the best things you can do to raise your happiness level and keep your happiness level up. And I'm sure that they do mesh together. What do you have to say, just in your words, about gratitude and happiness and how they work together?
Well, I think by using the power of gratitude and consciously looking for the good in your life, because there's so much that we take for granted, you know, things like running water and electricity and, you know, transportation and the houses that we live in and the things that we have, that when we start that gratitude practice and we just start noticing the many blessings that we have, that starts to change things. It's interesting because almost a year to the date that I was doing my gratitude journal, I was in medical sales at the time, and basically I was invited to an organizational announcement conference call where I found out that me and 12 other people, our positions were eliminated by group conference call. I had a job when I woke up in the morning. I did not have a job at lunch, okay?
Oh, my.
And so this terrifying, scary, unfair thing that I wasn't prepared for happened. And if I had not been in the practice of looking for the good, I may have gotten stuck. I may have wallowed. But instead, literally within an hour of this phone call happening, I realized that I'd been keeping a gratitude journal, and I asked myself, okay, this is a good test. What can I find to be grateful for in this situation? And that's when that goal list that I wrote in 1989 popped into my head. The number one thing, buy a house, check it, I had done that. The second one was to become a professional motivational speaker. And the third one was to write a book. So it was almost at that moment that this physical weight lifted from my shoulders, knowing that gratitude was the message that I was supposed to share. I never doubted it for a moment. I knew to the core of my being that every single thing happened for a reason. And when my girlfriends would come up to me and they would say, oh, Lisa, that call, that was a blessing in disguise. And I'd be like, honey, there was no disguise.
Yeah. Hello, right in your face.
Yeah, it's absolute blessing. And that's what gratitude does. Gratitude gives you the opportunity to constantly be on the lookout for the things that are good. And when you're able to find them, you are happier. And when bad things do happen in life, and they do, that's the, you know, the adventure of life. When bad things do happen, we can always turn it around and look for something good that happened as a result of that event. And the thing is, you can always find it.
Well, I agree, you know, and that just really leads me into that gratitude isn't just a feel-good emotion. If you use it, it's life-changing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. And it's just the habit of getting into writing down 3 to 5 things every day for which you're grateful. I mean, I was doing one of my programs, and I was talking about the gratitude journal, and this lady got in my face, man. She was mad. She stood up, and she's like, well, what in the world do you expect me to give up to start one more practice? And I just looked at her, I said, I don't know, 2 minutes of sleep? Really? This is not a practice that is going to take hours and hours to do. It's 5 statements I'm so grateful for, I'm grateful for, adding some details, taking that 2-minute gift to yourself and focusing on gratitude, and that in itself will start to turn things around. But, you know, like anything, gratitude is really easy to do. It's also really easy not to do. And it's so important not to get out of that habit because it does. It makes a huge difference.
You know, it's so funny. It's so much is coming into my head right now. A couple of things that I do a gratitude rant constantly. And I hate to say this, writing it down is better. And I know that. And I do exercises around that incorporated into my presentations that I do for groups and people. And we do a gratitude exercise among many other things. And so I often think to do it, especially when I'm down, I'll do a gratitude rant. If I'm driving in the car, oh, easy time to do a gratitude rant. And I'm not writing it down, but I am thinking it. I am putting it out there. It is changing how I feel if I'm down. I mean, an easy boost to say, okay, and then you go on with your day. Because, you know, I had an experience that happened to me just last week. And, you know, I won't go into details about it, but it was an experience that really threw me for a loop. It was a situation that actually scared me a little bit because I could feel myself anger, so much anger. And it had been something that was going on for many, many weeks, and there was a situation where it was going to come to a peak and something was going to happen, good or bad. Well, it didn't go the way I had hoped it would go. And what I find now is, Lisa, I get over things much quicker than I used to. Now that I practice, right, you know, gratitude, happiness, work in this, you know, I'm just talking about this a lot, and I have a, you know, I'm a college instructor, as you know, too, so I'm not at this all the time, but I do recover very quickly. Well, this one did not come quickly. I mean, I was still angry for many, many hours. I'm going to tell you over a day, which isn't like me at all anymore. But I bet old Lori still wouldn't be completely recovered. Lori now, right, it was better in about 28 hours, and at least I was sleeping for 7 of them. You know, so I mean, that was a real test for me.
Yeah.
Real test.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's looking for things that you can use to kind of move yourself to a different state. You know, one of the things, and believe me, I've had those types of things happen with, you know, family members and people in the last couple of years, that a practice called Ho'oponopono, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, that literally transformed those relationships. And, you know, and I still, you know, will use it if somebody is upsetting me or you know, things happen. Because, again, life happens. We can't expect to slap on a happy face and pretend that nothing ever goes wrong, because it does. And it's not burying those emotions. It's experiencing the depth of whatever that anger is, but then choosing a point of when the rawness is over to be able to say, okay, well, here's one good thing. You know, here. Let me now. I've given myself the pity party. You know, the invitations have been sent. The party's over.
Let's
move back on.
Right.
But there's different, and again, when you use different practices, like, for example, Ho'oponopono, it's an ancient Hawaiian forgiveness practice, and basically it's four sentences. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Okay? Mm-hmm. I have, and that's focusing on that person. This just happened, last year? I went through a really, really difficult period of time where a family member and I decided to cut off the relationship because it had gotten so toxic. And I don't believe that we should allow people with that level of toxicity into our lives. I was just done. I did everything that I could. And I started once again because I'd seen miracles with Ho'oponopono before. And every time I thought of this person, I would just be thinking that, I'm sorry. Because the thing is, we say I'm sorry because the stories that I'm making up about this person in my head, she's probably making up stories about me in her head. So I'm sorry for whatever stories you're looking at the situation. Please forgive me. Because, forgiveness really does get us there. I love you. Because it always comes down to that deep feeling of love and gratitude. And finally, thank you. Because she was one of my teachers. There were lessons that I needed to learn. And I don't know how many thousands of times I repeated that over the course of 5 or 6 months. I mean, this isn't an overnight cure, but I actually received a text from this person and wanting to have a conversation. And I was shocked. And then she called me one day, and it was like there was like we were able to just go back to our regular conversation. And it was so weird because she wasn't bringing up anything that had transpired between us that finally I just had to ask her. I'm like, so are we okay? And she's like, yeah, you know, it was me. I was going through all this stuff in my life, and I was taking it out on you, and it's totally unfair. It was totally unfair to you. And the interesting thing is that this person, that's not her language. She doesn't admit when she's wrong. She doesn't apologize. And I never said anything to her, but it was just that over and over again, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. That has, again, healed the relationship. And even in part of that, gratitude is there. It's the last step. It's the most important step. And I am grateful every day for the mending of my relationship with this person because she's very important to me in my life.
Well, now say those four things again so our listeners get it. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you.
Wonderful. People might want to write those down. That's a wonderful, I don't want to call it a story because that makes it sound like it's not real, but it is a wonderful story of truth that you can really do in your life. And you're right, there's always a lesson to learn. There's always two sides to every story. There's always understanding. And I'm going to have to try that, even though I'm work my way through this. I did know I got a lesson out of it, but the I love you part might be a little tough. But like you said, you do those things and it does put you in a really different headspace. And that is good for us. You know, I always say, forgiving isn't about saying it was okay. Forgiving is about letting yourself feel good again. Because when you carry all that, you feel horrible. It only hurts you. So when you're forgiving, right, that doesn't mean you're allowing them to do that to you. Doesn't mean you're allowing it back in your life at all, as you've mentioned.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
And you know, I do want to kind of, as we go throughout the show, throw out, you know, a little bit of gratitude out in the show just to get us rolling.
Sure.
If anybody is interested, we are happy to take calls about what you are grateful for. Call us now at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I wrote down a bunch of things You know, Lisa, as I was doing my gratitude rant, and one thing I like to do, because a very small part of my life is I help somebody with their business. And, you know, we do lots and lots of networking, and it's so important for us to get reviews on the work that we do. And I'm always real conscious about now reviewing businesses and services and products. And I just want to give a shout out. Now, you know, I live in Northeast Ohio in the Cleveland area, and I just really want to give a shout out and tell you something I did. I went to a place in Tremont, Ohio, very cool area in Cleveland. Place is called Grumpy's. And I had, and I'm telling you, the best omelet I have ever had in my life. And I looked at the server, the waitress, and I said, would you tell the cook that honestly, this is the greatest? And it really was. I don't make it up. I mean, if it's not real, I don't say it. So that was the greatest omelet I've ever had. She goes, I'm going to go back and tell him. I said, please tell him. And like, I saw her, and he just like walked around. His head was kind of down. He was just smiling. And I thought, what does it take for me to do that? You know, I mean, it was such a good breakfast, and it was amazing. So, you know, I've been writing lots of reviews for companies, more conscious of doing that now, and hope that I can, you know, help them grow. So that's my first one. I've got about 10 of them written down. I'm sure I won't do, but that's my first one, you know, especially people in that are serving you in some way, you know, restaurants and places of that nature. I think it means a lot when you can do that for somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Because most of the time when you think about people in the service industry, they hear more about when things aren't working, with what went wrong, with listening to people complain all day long. You know, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise when somebody receives a sincere compliment, or that was the best meal that I've ever had, that was the best omelet, and yes, Grumpy does rock, love Grumpy. But yeah. It takes so little effort. And the thing is that you don't know what was going on with that cook 5 minutes before you said that, what was going on in his life, and the difference that you made of how he better served the rest of his customers for the day because somebody actually took the time to appreciate him. That's huge.
Right, because I don't think that happens a lot. Personally, I don't think it does.
No, so. I actually, several years ago, I had tremendous service from a waiter at Shula's in Independence. I'm sure you've been there. But Darren was, I mean, and I had had Darren on several occasions, and he's just magnificent. He's one of the best servers I've ever had. So when I was there for dinner with my husband, I left the restaurant, and I asked the maitre d' for the general manager's card, and I actually sent a thank you note to the general manager thanking them for having somebody of Darren's quality working for the restaurant. And I sent it off. I didn't think another word of it. The next time I was at Shula's, there was actually, at the DoubleTree actually, there was a note waiting for me. And inside it was actually a poem that Darren wrote me, that I've published it in my book, The Upside of Down Times. It's also put in my gratitude journal because he wrote this beautiful poem. Here's a waiter at Shula's who took the time to create probably one of the most beautiful poems that I've ever read, you know, and it was the result of a thank you note.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. You never really know the profound effect you're going to have on people. You just don't.
Right.
Wow.
So
are you going to say something, Lisa?
Well, I was going to say, I actually have a copy of the poem. I'm going into my book. It's not that I don't have the darn thing memorized, because I've said it so often. But it's short, if you'd like to hear what Darren had to say.
Absolutely.
Okay. This was written by Darren Cross, and he wrote, "Positive thinking is a life raft to the soul when you feel like your ship is sinking. A positive outlook each day invites God's special blessings to come your way. Lisa, I can say with all positivity, your act of kindness to my heart has forever inspired me. My way of thanking you will be to pass on that beautiful positive vibe in all you say and do. It's amazing how one person's sunshine can incredibly change another's life, and it makes me proud to say you're a friend of mine. God bless you, Darren.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't imagine how that must have made you feel.
Oh, I sobbed like a little girl.
I love it.
It was a day that I needed it. It was such a nice surprise. So here's somebody that loves giving gratitude to others, and still that kindness, that written word, actually having that note, you know, that gives me that tangible evidence of, you know, somebody's feeling for at a moment in time. It's magical.
It really is. And, you know, I'm going to get off the food kick here, but I do have to just say one more before I go on to us talking about some other things. There's a place in Medina, Ohio. They're all over the place, but they're called Yours Truly. You heard of that, Lisa, right?
Love it. Oh, yeah. Love Yours
Truly.
The
one particularly in Medina on Route 18, we come rolling in there with 12 people, okay? And yeah, the big breakfast time is over, but this server, this waitress was so amazing and so friendly. It just made me feel better because I, you know, oftentimes when I order, I'm, you know, I pull a little Meg Ryan on them, and I always, you know, have to make it my way, like in whatever that I call it, whatever that movie was. That,
right.
Got to pull that. And she was just so wonderful. And when she was getting people's change, she was just a little bit away. And I said it loud enough so, like, other people could hear, especially at the table. And because I wanted other people to hear, I should have just even asked for the manager and told them. But yeah, just another one. And I find when you're in that mode, you know, I do believe that what you put out there, you attract back, you know, for much more of the time, not every minute, but it really does work. And I find that because I'm noticing and I'm in that headspace that I have more of that around me. So I haven't really had a bad experience in a long time, which is good. So who wants that? So,
right.
So anyway, so
it's funny. I do have to share. It was funny. I was at this networking event, and there was a group of women coming in. And I will tell you, the guy who was at the door, you could just tell he was in a horribly nasty mood. He was not being nice to people. He was just not that he was being rude or yelling at anybody. He was just not having a good day, and it was very noticeable. So I actually, and you don't, I wouldn't recommend doing this. It has to be the right thing. But I actually went up to him, I'm like, it looks like you're having a really bad day. Do you need a hug? And he looked at me, and he said, yes, I do.
Oh my gosh.
And I gave him a hug, and I will tell you, it was like there was another person, like, okay, who are you and what did you do with the nasty guy that was here 3 seconds ago? But the little things that we do when we're consciously aware of the world around us, and we give, there's a saying that says if you see somebody with a smile, give them one of yours. And in the right circumstances, you know, it just makes such a difference, because like I said, it was like he melted before my eyes and became just this beautiful light energy.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Well, I'm excited to see that we have a caller. Okay, talking to my engineer, Don, do we still have a caller on... Yes,
hello?
We have a caller. So go ahead and put him through.
Hey.
Hi there. Welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you? And what's your name?
I'm good. My name is Beth.
Beth, great. Welcome to the Happiness Hangout. And what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I'm listening as you guys are talking. I it's inspiring, yet I really struggle with the discipline of writing those things down. And I always like start strong and I don't get very far and I stop and I don't get through it. It's hard for me. Even the whole mantra thing or the rant, as Lori put it, which I really like. But one thing that I try to do, I've tried to ingrain in my head to express the kind of gratitude, like kind of the page out of both of your books, like calling that person, letting them know later. My trigger that I have trained myself to recognize is when I make a complaint. When I make a complaint, I make mental note that I now owe the world or myself or whoever, I have to go out of my way to then compliment and express gratitude to someone else. Because I've decided that I always have time to complain, but I need to remember that I should also make the time to express gratitude. So for me, that's my trigger, and that's how I follow through, because I'm not disciplined enough to do it otherwise. So.
Wow, that's really practice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
At least you know that about yourself is the thing. I mean,
I recently, this would happen to do with a physician's office, and I had someone take care of me who was exceptionally kind. She was not a physician or even a nurse. She was a technician who was just really, really good at her job, and to the end that she was just able to make me so comfortable and feel okay about what was going on. And I had earlier that day, not that I wouldn't have had thanked her anyway, but earlier that day I had been feeling some anger about something similar to what you were expressing. And so when this woman went so above and beyond, I called the hospital after the fact and made sure that someone knew that person had done such a good job. Because like I said, I find that I always have time to complain, but it's really making the time to say thank you. So,
right.
That's a really good start, though, because as you say, you know, it has to trigger somehow. And if that's what does it, you know, of course, I know you don't want to be only thinking of it when you complain, but the more you do it, Lisa, do you agree? Like, the more you do it, the more you kind of get used to it, too.
You're right. And
right.
So that's exactly right. For me, I don't want to be angry a lot or have mean feelings a lot, but the fact is, through any given day, we all of us experience, you know, the person who cuts us off or looks at us funny at the, you know, grocery store or whatever. So there's always opportunities to feel it, and I really try to recognize those opportunities to turn it around another way, and that's the only way I have found that works for me. But at least it's something, like you said. So. And it trains me to do it more. So it kind of feeds on itself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. So, I understand what you're saying, because all day long, you know, I had to work a very long time to try to let those little things go. And when you talk about the driving, that's the one that really gets me. I laugh now. Like, people, I drive a lot, and less than I used to, but when I do drive to teach, it's a little ways away, and I find that somebody's usually doing something on the road, and now I really do laugh. I go, oh boy, but before, oh my gosh, you know, I would go into a
road
kind
race.
Of a raving maniac moment. Lisa, if you have anything to add, please feel free.
Yeah, you know, I love that trigger, and what also brings to mind is when we can have other triggers that get us into the habit of, you know, like writing things down. I will tell you, if my gratitude, my trigger is getting up in the morning, my gratitude journal is right next to my bed, and literally before my feet hit the ground, before I walk down the hallway to the bathroom, you know, I pick up that book and start those days. Now, with my travel schedule and when things get, you know, jumbled up and stuff, yeah, there's days that may go by that I forget or I don't or whatever. You know what? You forgive yourself, you move on, you start another day. So it's the practice of coming back to it. But there really is something magical about writing it down, because we use so many more senses. You know, we're feeling the pen in our hand, and we're seeing the words, and we're hearing the words. So I absolutely love the practice that's the trigger. When I complain, now it's my duty to the rest of the world to find something good in it. And I absolutely love that. And I am so borrowing that, because it's an amazing story. And,
well,
from a consistency
practice. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, just from a consistency practice, It doesn't have to, like in my gratitude journal, the Express Gratitude Experience Good, I wrote journals the way I like to have them. Number one, there's no dates in there. You actually fill in your own date, because it used to make me feel guilty if, you know, it was January 1st, January 2nd, January 3rd, and I missed a couple days, and there would be like blank spaces in my gratitude journal, and I hated that. So I figure when I can write on, when I write the dates in myself, then I don't have to worry about it, you know, because there's no blank spaces. So whatever you need to do to find the practices that work for you, literally it's all good. I thought I'd share some additional things that might help in just helping you to get to that level of consistency.
Until I can get to that point, I will at least keep trying to hear my own triggers and listen to my own voice, and maybe I'll get to those lists someday.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Beth, thank you very much for calling. Really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest
of the show.
Thank
you, both of you. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Bye, Lori. Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, great. We just had a little bit of confusion with the phone number. Make sure that you callers do know, because I think we lost a couple calls. It is 888-627-6008. That number is working at this point from what I understand. So it's 888-627-6008. Okay, Lisa, hopefully we'll continue on and get callers. I'm going to throw something out there before we go to the next topic. I'd like to particularly thank somebody. This person's name, I hope she's able to listen tonight. I told her to, but I don't know that she's able to. She has a lot of night meetings, but I'll make sure she listens to the podcast. Her name is Lena Knight, and this is just a very phenomenal woman who I've worked with for many, many years, who is one of the most helpful, connected people in my world and around here, you know, where I live and what I do. And she has been so extraordinarily helpful with triggering things in me to move me to next levels, with teaching, with my happiness hangout and the things I do, you know, with the happiness hangout, in life issues, in personal tragedy that's happened, in the wonderful and the ugly. And she's just one of those really, really, really giving, amazing people. And her name's Lena Knight. And throw a good vibe her way, because she deserves it. She's just a wonderful human being with a great heart. And I'd like to personally thank her. And so glad that she's my friend and in my life. So thank you, Lena. Next thing we're talking about, you know, Lisa, I bring research, as I know you do, you know, into what we do. You did a lot of research, you know, even in the beginning of your career, learning about all this. And you know, I personally like to use positive psychology research and say, how do you apply this research to your real everyday life? So in terms of things that are considered truths, or, you know, at this time, you know, with gratitude, what would you say there are some things that research has said, you know, about gratitude?
Well, when I first started studying it, I came across a book named Thanks by Dr. Robert Emmons. He's a PhD professor at the University of California at Davis. And I use this research in almost every single one of my talks, because Dr. Emmons took a random group of students. He had one group write down the things that they were grateful for. The second group wrote down all the troubles, all the hassles, all the things that bugged them. Third group simply recorded the day's events. And after 10 weeks, the gratitude group, they actually showed, was 25% happier. They exercised on average an hour and a half more per week. They complained less often. They had fewer physical ailments. They were more happy, joyful. And then the interesting thing is that Dr. Emmons interviewed people associated with the gratitude group to see if they noticed any difference, and they actually did. They saw that the gratitude group was more emotionally available. They were nicer to be around. You know, it takes one person. I never told my husband that I was keeping a gratitude journal. You know, not that it was any big secret or anything. It's just my thing, not his. But by my keeping the journal, I started noticing from him that he was saying thank you more. He was looking for the good more. So your energy changes with gratitude. And the interesting thing is, yes, Scott and I are going to be celebrating 20 years of marriage in April, and I still feel like a newlywed because we're not taking each other for granted. We're looking for things to compliment each other and to thank each other for doing, and always looking for those little things that so often in a long-term relationship we just kind of, we don't do.
Right. So, you know what, Lisa, I don't want to stop you. Right when I started to ask you the question, we got another caller. So we'll continue back talking about relationships and research in just 1 minute. We have a caller on our station line 2. Ryan, are you there?
I'm here, Lori. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure. Welcome to the Happiness Hangout. We have Lisa Ryan.
Yes. Thanks, Ms. Ryan. Everything you guys have been saying has been spot on, totally. I mean, obviously, we talk about family relationships. And for myself personally, I'll be getting married next year. And, you know, big time excited about that and gratitude and everything goes a long way with that. I always kind of look at, like, really the big picture. And when I say that as well, like, you know, here we live in the United States of America and you know, with all the debacles going on with, not to make this a political thing here, but, you know, it seems like all the bad stuff people with these candidates going back and forth, saying whatever stuff they're saying. But, you know, bottom line is, you know, we live in such a great country, though, where, you know, we can enjoy March Madness for the basketball tournament, you know, with my son Nicholas, and really enjoy those kind of things, which is, you know, such a huge plus where a lot of things in the world, you just can't do those kind of things. So I think, you know, when I talk about gratitude and, you know, what I'm really thankful for is really just being, living here in this great country. That's all I got to say. And it's, you know, I was so upset when my team lost. So I played a basketball game and I woke up and I didn't want to even go to work. I was so upset about it. But, you know, you think big picture, you know, we can enjoy these things. We can watch our teams and, you know, enjoying the family and stuff this time of year. It's really, really very special. So I'll definitely hang up and listen to you guys. So,
well, thanks for the call, Ryan, very much. And we'll make some comments on that. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you.
And congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ryan. Thank you. We'll talk to you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, and that's very true. I mean, we can get really caught up in what goes on, you know, when we look at anything that's important to us, you know, whether it's our country. And when you take a step back and take a deep breath, you know, Lisa, I really feel like what I've had to learn, the hard thing to learn is everybody has a different perception. And perception is reality. I know that's old school and everybody uses that. Perception really is reality. And what I've had to really learn is everybody might be seeing it just a little bit differently. And I have to accept that. And sometimes I've had a hard time with my issue last week. How can people see it that way? You know, like I had to keep saying, but Lori, like over and over again. Other people have different information. They look at the information differently. They perceive it different. It, just get used to it. Deal with it. It's part of life. But to get caught up in all those things, when you talk about politics and what people say and what's a lie and what's not a lie and what's a... It could really eat you up. And like you were just saying about your husband, it's so easy to let go of a relationship. It's so easy for it to be humdrum, day by day, turning into like blasé. But just doing gratitude in the way that we can do it can change those things so instantly and so powerfully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, and like I said, it's just that one thing. And you know, figuring out how to communicate with that other person, not taking them for granted. You know, there's a really great book that you're probably familiar with called The Five Love Languages.
Yes. And someone else just said that today in my world. I can't believe the second person today who's brought that up.
Yeah.
I will tell you,
I've been mentioning it a lot in some of my corporate programs lately because, you know, I always like to, in my corporate programs, I also like to give the employees, you know, tools that they can use. And it's funny because when I first mentioned it, it was kind of like an off-the-cuff comment. I forget It was the first program that I did in a day of five programs for this one company. They wanted me to do the entire plant, all three shifts and the managers. But I mentioned it at the first program, the five love languages. We kind of talked about what those were, and it got such an amazing response from people and led to this beautiful conversation that I brought it into all of the other programs that I did that day. Because it's really, we process the way that we feel love. Our perception is our reality, and the golden rule says, do unto others as you would like to be done, you know, as you'd like it to be done to you. But when it comes to our communication, when it comes to our relationships with other people, that's actually incorrect. Dr. Tony Alessandro talks about the platinum rule, which states to do unto others as they would have done unto them. So you may thank somebody verbally, you know, when they really would like to have a quality time, when they would like to have a handwritten note, a gift, you know, a physical touch, you know, the five love languages, if you're not familiar with the book, words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and gifts. And again, as we learn more about each other and how we're wired and what our perception is, and remember, the thing that we can do for ourselves is just say, it's not about me, not about me, not about me. You know, and trying to put ourselves in the shoes of that other person and try to figure out, okay, what makes that person think like that? And when we can get to that level of understanding and realize that it's not our thing, that we can be grateful for that other person in their personal magnificence, that helps us to get through it, even if we are going through some difficult times with that person or with that situation.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, sometimes we just have to stop a minute and look at things, you know, in a little bit different way. And it kind of just softens us. And I don't want to say that as a feminine way. It just might soften the hardness we feel, you know, with a situation, and realize, you know, and I teach this a lot too. It might not be the person you think you dislike or despise that you might be working with. It might just be their behavior. It doesn't always mean it almost always doesn't mean the person is bad. They might have some bad behavior, but that's different. And that's why I think sometimes we can soften things a little bit and come closer if we allow ourselves. But oftentimes if we're feeling not good, angry, whatever, negative emotion, we can't do that for others. So it always comes back to working it out on ourselves first, I think.
Right. Yeah, because it starts with us, and it's the same thing with gratitude. It's not up to other people to say thank you to you. It's not up to other people to recognize you. It's up to you to start the process, because in one of my programs, my show program, we take a look at gratitude from the aspect of the self, health, others, and wealth. And we start with the S, with the self, because that's the proper order. When we take responsibility for ourselves, when we have that gratitude practice, so when we complain, we make it a deal that we're going to find something good. When we keep that gratitude journal, when we look for the good, when we recognize, when we're specifically telling people, you know, how much they mean to us, that starts to change us. Then we get into the health benefits because we've started to implement those practices, which then in turn improves our relationships with others. Because there's too many times that the nicest time that we ever hear about somebody is when they're dead, for goodness sake, at their funeral. You know, stop that. Tell the people while they're still alive to hear it, because you never know when the last conversation that you have with somebody will be the last conversation that you have with that person. And finally, with the W, it's our wealth. It's our personal abundance and prosperity as we look for the many blessings that we have. Like Ryan said, living in the United States of America, enjoying the privileges that we have in this country with just the amazing life that we live here. So it's that whole practice and going through all of those different strategies, but making a commitment that it's about you and it starts with you. And it doesn't matter what anybody else on the planet does. Well, I said thank you, and she didn't say thank you back. Not about that. Get over it.
And you know, like you said, usually when you do something for somebody, you automatically feel good by just you doing it. You don't even need anything back. So you gain from that as it is. And you know, I talk about that research too, that goes along with, you know, do people realize when they do something nice for someone, that's one of the best ways to boost happiness and to keep happiness levels higher is to do something nice for someone else. So when you do that, they need to do nothing back because it elevates, you know, it elevates the, I don't want to blank out, but the receptors, the positive receptors in your brain.
Endorphins.
Thank you. And that too. Yep. So you don't worry about hearing anything back.
Right.
You don't need to.
We start with gratitude with that practice because it works for us. And as we continue that consistency, we start to see our relationships with others change. And like I said, even the most toxic relationships, if you continue the practice, if I had given up with this person after a week, well, I've been doing this Ho'oponopono thing for a week and nothing's happened. I'm giving up. No. You know, with some people and where you are with that relationship and the lessons learned, this takes time. All of this takes time. It's not an overnight transformation. But what it does is it gives us the tools we need to be happier in every area of our lives.
Right. And you know, I do want to kind of give us a heads up. We've got about 5 minutes, but there's one more thing I would like to just touch on. And this in my mind, you know, a lot of people say you learn from the hardest things. The hardest things are where I gain my lessons. You know, and you talk about going through tough times, having difficult experiences. Nobody wants to bring more of that into their life, obviously. So are there ways, Lisa, that we can learn our lessons without having it have to slap us in the face? I guess that's the way. Of course, there's going to be times, you know, like you and I both agree in doing this work that we get through hard times easier because of the way we believe in practice. Things that used to bother us don't even bother us anymore. But to get started, when things really do, the tough times or learning through the roughest times, can we be in a place where we don't have to learn the lesson? It doesn't have to be such a hard learning process.
You know, I think that life will always happen. And again, it's the way that we look at it. It's our perception. If we looked at life as data, you know, that it's neither positive nor negative, and we can at least, you know, when something bad is happening or something, that we can at least come from a place of neutral. Because so many times we just get stuck in the muck of that emotion, and it's like quicksand, and we can't get ourselves out. And again, like I said before, it's not that we don't want to experience that anger, that depression, that, you know, frustration. Because the thing is, if we weren't angry sometimes, we wouldn't know the true joy of being happy. We kind of need those opposites to happen. But where it comes into effect is just making the decision not to get stuck. You know, I'm giving myself permission to have this pity party. I'm giving myself permission to write this 24-page angry letter to somebody that I'm never going to send.
Right. Oh, exactly. And I think the more that we feel, you know, we are in the better headspace, the more of that other stuff that doesn't come anymore, like it used to too. But, you know, yeah, you know, make sure we do learn from the lessons that are tough, but also the ones that, you know, are good, learn from those lessons too. So we just have like 2 minutes left. Lisa, please tell us how people can get in touch with you, learn about your upcoming events, anything that you'd like to put out there. We'd love to hear.
Sure. First of all, my website is gratigy.com, which is gratigy.com. At the website, you'll be able to sign up for my Gratitude Thought of the Week, which is a short inspirational message that seems to show up exactly when you need it. I also put together a special package for your listeners, Lori. It's called Take 5 and Thrive. And basically what that is a complete gratitude system, including my 30-day gratitude challenge. You get 30 days worth of daily videos. You'll get a workbook, a copy of The Upside of Down Times. You'll receive gratitude thought of the week. I'm even throwing in a 30-minute gratitude strategy session with me. So that is the website to learn about all of that is Take Five, spelled out TAKEFIVE, and AND Thrive, THRIVE.com, and all of that will on there. It's almost a $500 value, and because we're friends and I love this work that I do, I'm actually making that available for $97.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Thank you so much. So, again, Lisa Ryan, you're, of course, the president of your company, but you call yourself Chief Appreciation Strategist?
Correct. Chief Appreciation Strategist at Gratigy.
I love it, Lisa. Well, make sure you go and look at Lisa's website, both of the websites, and take advantage of this great offer that she's giving us. Well, Lisa Ryan, it's been wonderful to have you. I continue to, you know, wish you the best, you know, as you continue in your good work and put all this good work out there for everybody to take advantage of. So, thank you again for being on the Happiness Hangout, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Laura. I really appreciate you. Have a
okay.
great week.
All right, okay, you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Want to find a space to participate in reading, activities, interactive blog, and much more? Check out www.happinesshangout.net. Looking for a speaker or workshop around the area of happiness? We customize presentations to fit your needs. Just click on the My Services tab at the website. You can also support the site by shopping at Amazon or one of our other affiliates. Just go to www.happinesshangout.net and click on the shopping link or go to my page here at BBS Radio.